Blog Talk Radio.
If I can let you in, don't wanna tell you lies and
okay to be down on a woman, especially one who you love true and all of that. Burning fire deep inside, sometimes I'm over when she's only playing and it makes him scared. He wants to love like anybody else, but he's afraid to let her in.
Tell me how to that talk to me, yeah. Love that song, Rihanna and Jay-Z. Yes, 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 her mentor. I mean, that's just a rocking tune. I just love it, love it, love it. It's blazing, burning up top 40 stations everywhere. And also right here on the internet radio also. So welcome to the Academy Awards Sunday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. But we're not only talking Academy Awards, but we're talking Daytona 500 and also NBA All-Star Weekend, a little sports also. But I'm just super excited for this day alone. And you're probably wondering, how did I enjoy last night's event? I was a no-show. Yesterday morning I had commented on Facebook, to shout it out to Alamo Theater and EC Puffin Entertainment and the Magic City Sirens. Shout them out that if God willing, I would see them on Saturday night. And I ended up not seeing them. My invited guest had a last-minute emergency, and I didn't have a backup guest. And so I did not attend. And also, one of my male BFFs always say this when I say this, but also I'm experiencing PMS, so, you know. But I really was looking forward to going to the event and taking pictures and writing an awesome blogging and writing an awesome article. But I'm looking forward to seeing the ladies, the Magic City Sirens, in the very near future. They will be returning back to Jackson, and they are based in Birmingham, Alabama. And I just want to shout out the house mother and manager, Tatiana, and Big Mama, and Peter and his missus, EC Puppet Entertainment, and Alamo Theater. I'm sure the place was fun. And also shout out all of those that attended Black Love 2 screening party at Davis Planetarium last night. In downtown Jackson. But, oh my goodness. I mean, I had prepared, but I slept. When I was under the hair dryer when I heard from my invited guests, and I, when I came under the dryer, I just fell asleep watching Cops, and I watched some of the NBA All-Stars. I did see when Tony Parker was presented with his trophy and recognized for his achievements and so on. And I love watching the slam dunk contest. It's so much going on today. I remember the rain, the Daytona 500. Earlier today, it's been ages since I logged into Chris Angel's website, and now he has like a new, updated, just reinvented official ChrisAngel.com website. So I created a new profile at his website and chatted with some of the loyals today. And those of you that tried to chat with him, he had technical difficulties today, but he stated that he will try to reschedule a Loyal Sunday again in the near future. So I told the loyals that I will shout them out, my fellow loyals and Chris Angel. So I'm shouting out everyone. I've had a blast chatting with everyone today. And so since I've created a new profile there, which is Culture Shock Inc. - Mistress Beth. My original profile was Mistress Beth, Mistress Beth's domain. But now it's Culture Shock Inc. - Mistress Beth at officialchrisangel.com. So I just want to let you all know. And also I updated my profile at Zane's website, planetzane.org, okay? Because I can't believe it's been almost a year since I logged in. Because if you're a big fan of her books and authors that she worked with and published, then you definitely should create a profile at Zane's website. So I shout out to those in my chat room. And also there's 10 more minutes, 714-409-0614. And you probably wonder why I noticed that I began the show like maybe 3 minutes late. I'm realizing that my clock is behind a few minutes from the time on blogtalkradio.com. So I need to start, I need to set my clock correctly, or I need to start logging in and getting into the switchboard earlier than I've been planned, because I have not been purposely logging, starting the show, starting the music and the intro like a few minutes later on purpose. My clock is not set on the same time as my switchboard's clock. So I will set my clock properly and definitely start logging in earlier to broadcast. But I am checking out some news, sports news. I hope y'all can't hear my TV. I'm still tuned to Fox. And I had given out wrong information earlier, because I was so excited and ready for the Daytona 500 to begin. Had watched Danica getting interviewed in the rain and been checking out Kasey Kahne and just a lot of interviews, because I've been tuned to Daytona 500 since a little after 11. I tuned in just in time to see Lenny Kravitz and his band's awesome performance. Wow. If you missed that performance, you definitely got to check it out, because I know he performed like 6 songs. Just an awesome performance this morning. I didn't even know he was scheduled to kick off the race, honestly. Because usually he performs for the NBA, right? So I thought that was pretty cool. He had just ended his U.S. tour. But I'm checking out some sports news. There's another rumor going around regarding Dwight Howard doing this All-Star NBA weekend. And this article is by John Sherwa. I think this is with Sports Now, but this is part of the Los Angeles Times, I guess. And this is based on some information that he received from a writer named Brian Smith of the Orlando Sentinel. It states that the NBA All-Star Game Week has all the movers and shakers of the sport in the same place, so it makes it a great place for rumors. Here's the latest one, Orlando Magic Center Dwight Howard coming to the Lakers. And it says that the Magic will send Howard and Turkoglu and Nelson to the Lakers, but Gasol and Bynum. The Toronto Raptors, also a part of the rumor, sending Calderon to Orlando, although no one is quite sure what would complete that part of the trade. The rumor has all this happening on March the 1st. March the 1st is Thursday, because Wednesday, this has been a leap year. Happy leap year. and happy birthday to those of you that celebrate your birthday on February 29th. So Thursday is March the 1st. And so that is the rumor date that a lot of things are going down. And most of us know that the deadline date is March 13th, 15th, or whatever. But we have been hearing from the beginning that things would definitely go down before then. But I don't know. It remains to be seen, because, right, Dallas Mavericks are in the mix. Deron Williams in the mix. I mean, it would be a dream come true for the Mavs. Even though I love Orlando Magic, it'd be a dream come true to see Deron Williams and Dwight Howard both wearing black and blue in the very near future. I mean, this is just awesome. I don't believe in jinxes, but jinxes do happen and can happen, so I don't even want to jinx it. But that would be just a dream come true. And you all know, literally, I had a dream about a year and a half ago that I was also at a Mavs practice. I guess Mark Cuban hired me or something, and Dwight Howard showed up at practice. I told Dwight about this dream. It went like a year and a half ago. So I don't know. My dreams are known to be like premonitions. So I don't know. So I'm just saying, you know, can't we talk a little sports? But right before I logged in, I was checking out ESPN Dallas on Facebook, and it really caught me off guard. Jerry Jones is talking about how he has no plans of trading Tony Romo, that he's committed to keeping Tony Romo as his starting quarterback. So For those of you that are spreading rumors saying that he's interested in trading Tony Romo, that he plans on going to the playoffs and achieving championships with Tony Romo. But I did make a comment. I'm a big supporter and a big fan of Tony Romo. But to me, and I know I'm not alone because a lot of my, I know I'm down to Houdat Nation. I'm down with, I've been down with Cowboys forever too. And a lot of my fellow Cowboy fans, we, and even people that aren't Cowboy fans, they that Romo needs to do better. He definitely needs to do better. Even my mother, who's a longtime supporter, 80 years old, says he needs to do better. So he does. He needs to do better, and he needs to play more of a be more of a team player to me, because that's what the quarterback is supposed to be, and he is a team player, but he just needs to do better. And to me, maybe rotate with the backup quarterbacks a little bit more, because that will definitely build the morale of the team. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I'm a big supporter and a big fan of Tony Romo's, but we got to think in a team mindset and not this is our franchise player mindset. You know, we got to think about the team. And then also, I remember back at the end of the football season, they were like saying that now Green Bay is considered America's team. I mean, I thought the Cowboys were supposed to be America's team. I mean, Green Bay is cool, but I thought the Cowboys have always had that title, been America's team. I mean, the team that people love and the team people love to hate and rivals love to hate. You know, so Cowboys, I mean, I love the Cowboys. I grew up on the Cowboys. The Cowboys must do what they do and, you know, become even better than what they were in the 90s. I mean, I've been with the Cowboys through thick and thin. I'm talking about literally. So, I mean, it's just hard. It's even heartbreaking to people that aren't even fans of the Cowboys. But they're doing good. They had a good season this past season, and so we must commend them and congratulate Coach Jason and the whole staff. And while I'm at it, I want to shout out all of the NFL and those participating in the combine and so on this past weekend. And so this is it. I know we're supposed to be talking about the Academy Awards, but I have finally seen The Help. Mom and I watched The Help yesterday. You know, because it was made right here in Jackson, Mississippi. So, awesome film. I can't wait till more films are made and produced here in Mississippi and films of different genres. You know, from books adapted from movies based on books and also true stories and more fictional movies and so on, because there are just many different stories to be told and different films that should and could be made right here in the state of Mississippi. I've been tuned to Fox and been checking out the E Network and like I said, checking out sports. And thank you to those Facebook friends of mine that quickly corrected me, because I was so excited for the race to start. I came out of the powder room. And this is what I wanted to say earlier. And I think I even was tweeting that Kyle Busch had won, but it was, they were showing like a repeat of a car crash and then showing something else. And I don't know. But like I said, I've been tuned to Fox all day. I just clicked to the E Network just briefly. So, time is almost up, and so I'll be back on tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. And I'm going to talk about our resolutions, being committed to your New Year's resolutions and setting goals and just setting your new goals. And also, of course, the winners of the Academy Awards and who were best dressed and worst dressed and so on. And who been accepting speeches. News. So send best wishes to Arizona and Michigan, which their primaries are Tuesday. God bless, and thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.